Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Brauchart. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Atlee Hamaker. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Brauchart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauchart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Money moves to third. Brauchart moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to third for the out. Money scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bando scoops it up and throws to first, with Lurch covering, for the out. McRae moves to second. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Money. Motley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor throws the ball into Gantner, who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Motley scores. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Money for the out. Cooper moves to third. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brouhard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Brouhard moves to second. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. the throw from Moore and he is safe. Otis steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Motley takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Motley moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. Motley moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Motley hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell pinch hits for Don Money. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Roy Howell now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Mark Brailhart. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Sal Bando. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's Brewers, 4, Royals, 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner is walked intentionally. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Ogilvie. Simmons moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Ted Simmons now catching. Ben Ogilvie now playing left field. Ed Romero now playing third base. Roy Howell now playing first base. Raleigh Fingers John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wathan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Motley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Washington reaches second base with a double. Motley moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to home to get Motley. Washington moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Washington scores. Wilson moves to third. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.